Hello and welcome to another episode of XTN. I'm Kirtana Tiwari and I have Shraddha Sharma with me. And we'll be discussing about the super cyclone Amphan that is set to hit the coast of Odisha and West Bengal. Hi Shraddha.
Hi Kirtana, thank you for having me today.
Can you give us some details on the super cyclone? Where is the landfall set to happen?
So Kirtana, we are talking about a super cyclonic storm in the Bay of Bengal. This is the first time after 1999 that we are seeing a cyclone of this intensity that will hit, Odisha coast and West Bengal, and more areas will be affected. In 1999, it had hit the Odisha coast. So cyclone Amphan had has intensified into a supercyclonic storm, and it is now expected to make landfall. Amphan is very intense, which can wreak large-scale damage as per IMD, and it is likely to de-intensify to an extremely severe cyclonic storm after the landfall. So the wind speed during the landfall is likely to be between 165-175 kilometers per hour. That can, go up to 195 kilometers per hour. As you said about the landfall, between the Digga Islands in West Bengal and Hathi Islands of Bangladesh is where the where it is expected as per IMD information. And then after the landfall, it will weaken into a severe cyclonic storm. This is expected by noon today, as per Met Department. So the landfall is likely between Digha, as I said, some 180 kilometers south of Kolkata in West Bengal, and Hatia Island in Bangladesh today afternoon.
Okay, so how are the state and central governments prepared for this, especially while it coincides with COVID-19 at this point?
Yes, Kirtana, you are right. We are already struggling with the pandemic right now. So we have a crisis in place. And now the super cyclone Amphan, more than 20 relief teams have been deployed is what, initial reports of Indian officials had said, that the coronavirus outbreak is, of course, making it harder for officials in both the countries, if you talk about India also and in Bangladesh also. So evacuation is one of the things that is happening in these regions, and some district officials have also said that the state governments will accommodate. So Odisha has now cancelled trains that were to arrive with thousands of migrants between 18 and 20th May. In fact, all the migrant trains to West Bengal and Odisha are cancelled between these dates. In every measure, the Maharashtra government has also announced that three Shramik special trains that were going for West Bengal and Odisha will be cancelled till May 21st. If you talk about the IMD information, is what we know is they have issued a yellow alert for the region, advising fishermen not to venture into the South Bay of Bengal 18th to 20th May. This is where the cycle hit. And also we are seeing that all operations will be suspended at the Kolkata airport till 5 a.m. tomorrow. So heavy rainfall has already started. It has occurred in isolated places over the north coastal districts of Odisha, and heavy rainfall over the coastal West Bengal was also seen during the past 24 hours as per IMD information. Also, there was specific advice that were put out before the cyclone was to hit. Today, there are specific advisories. So, for fishermen, they need to keep a radio set with extra batteries handy for information. Keep all the boats and rafts tied up in safe place, and not to venture out in the sea is what they are told. And also, if people are outdoors, they shouldn't enter any damaged buildings. Watch out for broken electrical poles and wires, sharp objects. If your house is unsafe, it is better to leave early before the onset of the cyclone and seek a safer shelter as soon as possible. Also, if people are already indoor, it is important to switch off all electrical supplies and the gas supplies. Keep all the door and windows shut and sealed. And if your house is unsafe, as I already said, you need to find a safer place. To listen to the radio for advisories, drink only boiled and chlorinated water and rely on official warnings and not look out at rumors and avoid all sorts of rumors. And also it's important to not panic, because these things, we sometimes, if we panic, then we do not do what the advisory says. So it is important to keep your phones, radios, everything charged for connectivity. Take the weather updates, use waterproof containers to keep all the documents and valuables, because there will be heavy rainfall also. We are already seeing areas affected by it. Secure your house, and if there are any repairs that are needed, they were to be done before the onset of the cyclone. And also take care of the animals to ensure that they are safely in a place which is, safe. So disaster management and civil defense is basically urging citizens to stay indoor if we talk about the regions of West Bengal and Orissa. And there are around 100 cyclone shelters is what reports are telling us across the coastal districts of North 24 Parganas, East Midnapore and South 24 Parganas, as per a PTI report. Also, Mamata Banerjee today updated us that there are 3 lakh people who are evacuated. And in terms of, if you talk about both the countries, India and Bangladesh, reports are suggesting that nearly 4.2 million people have been moved to safety in the coastal regions.
Right. And Shraddha, talking about the possible damage, there was a report from the US Pacific Disaster Center that forecasted that about 38 million people in India and Bangladesh could be at the risk of exposure to the storm winds. So is there any other prediction of sorts that tell us that the extent of the disaster?
Right. So, Kirtana, last time when we saw this kind of a cyclone in 1999, I'll just tell you what figures that we have from that time. Basically, but there'll be threat to all low-lying areas of the affected areas of the states. There is, wherever there is human habitation, there will be a risk of life also. That's why the evacuation is done. The districts that are to be affected in Orissa include Jagatsinghpur, Bhadrak, Balasore and Kendrapara. In West Bengal, East, North 24 Parganas and South 24 impacted areas because of the cyclone. And Ampan has, as we said, it will build into a super cyclone first after the 1999 damage that we're talking about. It had killed almost 9,000 people. So loss of life remains, the biggest numbers that we have from 1999 when it was hit by the super cyclone in that year. So 8 years after a typhoon, tornadoes and flooding, there were already loss of life in Bangladesh. So a lot of people had died from that. We still have to see the damage in terms of property and the other economic aspect. If you talk about, we've still wait for an IMD update on how the cyclone is approaching the areas, but we'll keep you updated in terms of that.
Thanks so much, Shraddha, and I'm sure that we are prepared enough to mitigate damage.
Yes, Kirtana, right. And also on our Money Control website, we are keeping the latest updates in terms of the wind speed and how the cyclone is proceeding. So, check that out as well.
With that, it's a wrap on this podcast. For more updates, you stay logged on to our Money Control live blog. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.